Hello, and welcome to the Happy Endings Romantic TV Movie Podcast. I'm Laura Miller, and with me today is my special guest,
Brett Wilson.
And today we are going to watch a very special Christmas film called The Spirit of Christmas, and there's a ghost in it. All right, we'll get ready to start it up. Stay tuned. All right, here we go. We're about to start it up and get ready for The Spirit of Christmas. Oh, geez, sorry. Turn that one way up loud. Mar Vista Entertainment, producers of many such special films. Oh, here we are.
Is it the Civil War?
We're trudging through.
You can always tell
the
Civil War from the mournful strings.
Yes, it's true. The violin that is not a Stradivarius. Oh, look, he looks so Civil War with his 2018 hair cut and his little side cut and his shiny gold pocket watch. Oh, he can see his breath. He's walking up towards the fairy light decorated home, ancestral home. This is not the Civil War did not have twinkly Christmas lights,
I'm pretty sure too.
Oh, now it's like saloon music. Oh, there we go. He's walking into the house. He's walking out. There's a woman walking out. Is it his girl? She's looking. Or is it his mom? His mom and dad, maybe. I don't know. He looks like he's modeling for a J. Crew Civil War themed collection or Madewell.
Or Tom of Finland.
Nice. Oh, it's a guy is hitting on his woman. Is that what's happening? By the fairy lights that didn't exist when there was no electricity?
But is she presume that he is not returning? Is it one of these?
Oh, well, that happened. He just got clubbed from behind. His manicured goatee is expiring in the snow. There he goes. Oh, he's going to become a ghost, I think.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, or I guess here we are again with the credits, with some Christmas ornaments. You've got to have a lot of Christmas decor. A random proscenium? Gazebo? I don't know what that architectural term is. A statue of a dead man. maybe that's him. Maybe that's his statue.
Oh, it's in honor of his loss.
Yeah, exactly. Various snow-covered statues. This is being a classy... That looks like Boston. I think that looked like Boston. I think I've seen that statue.
But there are a lot of Civil War battles in Massachusetts.
Maybe he was returning home.
Oh, that's true.
And was clubbed by a random man. Oh, here we go. Our heroine, probably, and her man. Oh. You're not going to win her, buddy. You're the guy in the opening scene. That means you guys aren't going to happen. Oh. Mm. You're getting dumped. By a guy in an okay tie. Oh, somewhere deep inside you is a woman capable of great love. That's kind of cutting and terrible. He's like stroking her hand while he's breaking up with her. Oh, wow. It's been lurking. Eat some bread, Kate. Oh, she's an attorney. That means she doesn't deserve a man until she gives up her job.
I see.
In this genre of film.
Somebody who works with his hands?
A woodworker. Is he a ghost woodworker?
Ghost woodworker.
Get that, girl. Get your ghost woodworker, man. Cursed ghost woodworker. Love repair boot camp. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I mean, she's cute. She's got a good smoky eye. She's got her full hair going. She's going to eat his dinner. I kind of like her now. I'm kind of on team.
Yeah, they always...
If you the woman who eats is always the hero, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it is a little misleading. That has to be Boston. Snowy, snowy Boston. And she's wearing a gray jacket and a strong lip. Oh, she's got three law books. You know she's a real lawyer. Oh, there's some other ones. Are they upside down? Yeah. They look upside down.
Maybe.
She never has Christmas plans. She has a tiny tree. That's more than I have. And I had Christmas plans.
I think it might be rosemary.
A rosemary tree. There's a house. The house is going to the trust and they want it sold quickly.
Is the house
late December
haunted
by a hot man who can maybe do woodworking or not? Well, what skills are valuable in a man other than woodworking, Brett?
Mostly woodworking and caring seem to
be the two
key skills.
Oh, brooding.
Brooding is good. Yeah. Steely determination.
Yeah, scowls are good. Yeah. Scowls, muscles, woodworking, and caring. That's the quadrangle of love. And for women, what should women have?
Haunted Holly Grove.
45% of the population still believes in ghosts. Are you part of that population?
Not really.
No, same. I mean, like maybe something weird exists in the world, but I'm not gonna go looking for it. There's the house, the Holly Grove Inn. Oh,
the haunted
pretty.
Holly Grove Inn.
Haunted Holly Grove. Why wouldn't people stay in the haunted inn? I'd rather stay in the haunted inn than the non-haunted inn. It's kind of beautiful that it's actually snowing, though. I love that.
True.
Like, this is not fake California snow. This is, like, you know, actual cold. They must have filmed it the previous Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh no. Chase that man. Chase the man. Chase the man who's not your man, because he has too little hair to be your man. And what is he? He's not driving a good enough car for her. The ghost man with no car is better than that car. I'm sorry, your decade-old Volvo didn't fly, sir.
Is the red-haired skeptical woman an homage to Dana Scully?
Always. Yeah. She's going to hunt ghosts and or aliens. It is kind of a beautiful house. It's white, but the paint is peeling. They did a good job finding it. She walks timidly or cautiously or gingerly. Well, she's ginger, so she's always walking gingerly up to the door and enters to find a staircase and lots of decor. Okay, this looks kind of cute.
The door was open when she came in, so if she doesn't want to be detected, she should have left it open.
I guess.
My parents had a car that would say, your door is ajar.
Oh, I've been in a car like that. What kind of car was it?
It was a Plymouth Voyager minivan.
Steely sexy man in the photo, in the daguerreotype. There's like that blog, My Daguerreotype Boyfriend.
Yes,
He's her daguerreotype boyfriend. Closing. Oh, the inn is closing during high season. Tradition. They close. Okay, it's a weird tradition and that's why you have no money. Wow. There was an appraisal.
There was trouble with the ghost.
There's trouble with the ghost. Boo. This guy looks like he must have been on a soap opera.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing. Yes, yeah.
Oh, he's on a first name basis with the ghost because he's been there so long. How long is long enough to know a ghost to be able to use the first name of the ghost? Oh, she's persnickety and feisty and persists. She said that like she didn't believe in ghosts. Did you know that?
Yeah.
She doesn't believe in ghosts or love.
I know.
Maybe a ghost will teach her to believe in love.
A continuum of belief. Ghosts, love, Santa Claus, you know, redemption.
What of those things do you believe in the most? Maybe love and ghosts. Ooh, she's going to stay there overnight in the haunted house. And she just may have asked that guy to stay in the house with her in a mildly flirty way. Maybe that's like the fanfic about this film includes like
her
and the old man.
The
like some old man wrote it. Only the it's sexy my, lawyer lady in, noticed the decrepit old man.
Innkeeper real estate lawyer slash fic. Right.
Oh, there she is, parting the curtain. That always means you're having thoughts.
That's a good barn jacket he's got.
Yeah. I also appreciate that there's snow in the back of the truck, which would exist.
I think Scott Brown got elected to the Senate on the strength of this jacket.
On the strength
truck.
Of that jacket and truck. Yeah. Man, a jacket and a truck, our fucking governor-elect in Georgia. Uh-huh. Fuck that guy.
That's true.
Hi. Stacey Abrams. Ooh, actually probably won. There's so many, like, Christmas trees in a law firm. Like, why would they want someone as cold as her to be in the law firm?
True.
Missing, feared dead. That's just what you want in the collage that preserves your memory. Oh, they don't know we died. We just got a piece of backstory.
Oh, that's true.
Exposition happening now. She put on her security. I'll bet she's going to hear some violins tonight. That doesn't even look like the same house, though. Like, it looked different from afar.
It did look different.
But she's in her bed, her nice sort of mahogany four-poster bed. Oh, she's nodding off over probably a law book. It's midnight in a cheerful, mm-hmm. quaint way. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She likes to wear things that are wine-colored.
Would you wear a hoodie to sleep in your four-poster bed?
I totally wore a hoodie to sleep last night. I'm not kidding. I get cold.
That's fair enough.
It's nice, actually, like those stocking caps, speaking of Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, when I lived in Reno and my roommate kept the heat really, really low, like, I would literally sleep in a hat.
Oh, wow.
It was an interesting time. I had cool roommates, though. They just liked the cold.
So someone turned off
someone
the security system.
Turned off
you
the
think
security
a ghost doesn't
house.
Need to turn off the security
oh,
system.
Oh, she's relatable because she has a hair tie next to her on the bed. She needs stuff to do stuff to her hair. There goes a door opening randomly. She's grabbed a nail file. She is no longer relatable to me because I do not sleep with a nail file next to me. She secretly cares about how she looks. Oh, she in her yoga pants and hoodie is gonna quietly go down the stairs, the garlanded stairs. What's going on? Here he is. We see him. Ah! She just got knocked over by a small vase, and here is a man looming and bending over her. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Clearly, this is love that's meant to be and not creepy at all. Oh, somebody's grandma's 70s quilt was just laid over her.
So we have so far two people who have been bonked over the head with
something. Random objects.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's his thing. He has to bonk and bonk and bonk until the spell is released.
Yeah, it's sort of Dantean. Symbolic retribution.
That's probably
he
what
has
they
to
know.
Do in the afterlife the thing that cursed him in his actual life, bonking over the head.
What was the thing that cursed him? Well, he got bonked though.
True. Yes.
So what is the thing he has done? Oh, here's the piano, of course. Oh, please, she's gonna tell him he's amazing at the piano, even though he knows how to plunk out a few notes. Hi, I'm a sexy ghost. Yeah, you should leave. See, you're not wearing hoop skirts. Oh, there's another Christmas tree. We should count Christmas trees. Yeah. I've seen several. I've seen at least 5 in a movie where no one likes Christmas.
Oh, I thought he was going to pass right through her.
Yeah, that was weird. He picked her up over his shoulder in the potato sack seduction hold. Is she wearing Uggs? Please be wearing Uggs, because I feel like that belongs with this outfit. I kind of like her pants, though. Yes, bring her stuff. She doesn't want some random quilt. She wants her car keys, you dick. What is that about? Yeah, she has to call the police because a ghost threw her out of the house and now she's in a quilt. This is a thing that happens. Hey, officer. Sheriff, officer. He was here when you got up. Oh, there's a police report. Oh, is she saying that he's an intruder or a ghost? A vase fell on her head. This is kind of a good gig if you're an actor. Like, you never have to do a whole lot because there's not that many high stakes in these films.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, it's steady work. You get paid. You just have to act kind of concerned and shrug. He was probably some drifter who came in out of the cold.
Are there a lot of drifters?
In, like, rural New England in December. A snow drift. But a man.
We call them snow drifters up at New England.
Oh, there's another Christmas tree. That's a bad-looking one, too. Look at that one.
That doesn't have a top.
It doesn't have anything, really. Oh. It's just kind of a sad bush stashed in the corner. Like you do. Her leisure wear is definitely something I relate to, though. I don't relate to her feelings about other human beings, but I relate to her leisure wear choices. Yeah, she kind of has, like, my sweater boots.
That's true.
Oh, lock the door behind you. That's not going to do it, honey. Go into the peach-colored bedroom. I have a peach-colored bedroom.
All right. Oh, da-da-da-da. She's putting on makeup in case the ghost comes back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to look hot for a sexy ghost. Although that ghost would just think you're some kind of trollop.
That's true. Yeah.
Is it him again? This is my inn. I own the keys. I look like a hipster.
I know. That's right.
I'm a receptionist in a retro barber shop.
This blacksmith themed coffee shop has seen enough of you.
There she is. Let's see what it is. The sheriff again. Oh my goodness. So the sheriff has no idea that people think this is haunted.
No,
like
apparently
he's
not, yeah.
He's from what town?
Yeah.
He's a substitute sheriff because it's Christmas, Brett.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Now she's all entitled with the sheriff.
<That's right. laughs>
She couldn't just ask the guy what his deal is. Yeah, no, there's another fanfic opportunity.
That's right.
Would you like me to wait here until you leave? Says the husky cop, who's maybe 20 years older than she is. Like, this is a romance movie. We're finding it hard to find the romance. Oh, here he is. Hi. Would you like to try one of our $48 craft cocktails?
Wouldn't a Civil War ghost kind of have some issues operating the digital keypad for the
he's probably
system.
Ghosted for a long
time. Oh, well, that's true.
He's a man. He knows how to ghost. No. Easy shots, Miller. I love that she's me, because she just moved from hoodie to cardigan as a way to dress up. Is there a way up from cardigan? I don't know it. Daniel Forsythe. He looks like your man, girl. Dun, dun, dun. That's another thing they have people do is take off their gloves in a menacing manner. Oh, the plaid on plaid.
Oh,
look at that.
Yeah.
plaid shirt, plaid lining to the jacket. He's got it. Strange things are afoot at Holly Grove Inn. That's exactly what you should tell your boss.
Yes.
Explain to me again how he's a ghost.
Yeah.
She touched him. Uh-oh. Yeah, like, women don't do that in my society. Oh, there's something so great about the fact that his little actor business is carrying around a knife and an apple.
Yeah.
And eating little bits of the apple off the knife. He's not a ghost. Ooh, when the clock strikes midnight on December 24th. Oh. This is why they close every year at the holidays.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's a... Honestly, that would be a reason to go there at the holidays.
That's true.
Like, it's, you know.
We're like going to watch the geyser erupt. It's on a schedule.
Like, watch the sexy ghost erupt on his schedule. I don't know what he would do. Like, he has to call her a hussy. That's just the way that this kind of thing operates, right? Oh, he's reaching out his hand. That's big back then, lady.
That's
like, you know, that's like third base in 1860. And then the kiss on the cheek, that's it.
Colonnade. I think that's what you call the columns that are just standing out there.
Oh, that's colonnade. That's, yeah. Or like temple bar.
Yeah.
But without a temple bar. All right. I don't get it. What? He's looking at her with his hair product. Ooh! He just ghosted. And she fell over in the snow.
Ghosted.
I do appreciate, like... Well, ooh, her breath actually looks, like, visible outside, which is how it's supposed to be. Many movies that take place in the winter...
That's true.
They, like, it's snow, but, like, nobody's breath is visible. Hers is, because it's actually cold. And real human beings do go outside in the snow in a sweater for no reason. Because, like, you're just going to get the mail or see off a ghost. And you don't want to put your coat on. He's back with his apple. I'm not nuts, I'm apple. He's eating a ham? Is that a whole ham? What is that he's eating? All his senses are heightened upon his return.
Paradise Lost. We don't need to eat, but we enjoy it.
Can you make chicken vindaloo, Kate? I think not. And yes, they had chicken vindaloo.
Maybe not in New England. But.
Yeah, no, that's true. Is that really a whole ham he's eating?
Was it a ham?
How would your mind even go to that? Or is it a chicken? It might be a whole chicken. But how would your mind even go to, like, sitting down to an entire ham with a fork? I just can't. Maybe that's somebody. Orson Welles is the only person I can think of. She has a second coat with her? She had a burgundy coat.
That's true.
Yesterday. She brought multiple fleece or multiple down coats. He's restricted by the inn's property line. That's how haunting works, ma'am.
Yeah.
He's very respectful of the law and its boundaries. I understand you, my friend.
Mm.
I would spend all my free time researching it, and not just enjoying haunting in my heightened senses.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's like the opposite of academia. Yeah. I have a finite period of time and I'm gonna waste it on theories or hunches. Yeah. To no avail.
Then Noah Vail was the proprietor of the...
Noah Vail, that's his name. Noah R. Vail. Christmas tree number 8. Some poinsettias aimed menacingly at him. trying is in both our interests. Oh, so she, it's her job to like convince the ghost that he needs to not be a ghost anymore. I don't know. I would enjoy being a ghost. Would you like to be a ghost and haunt things, or would you like to just die?
I guess I would choose being a ghost if those are my two choices.
Yeah, I think those are the choices. I mean, at least he gets to like come here and have some True. Tea and like eat a ham or turkey or chicken or whatever that meat was. You know, like if someone said to you, you're going to die, but you get to like come back for a couple of days and like kick it and like, you know.
He seems to remember things from his previous self, and that's not bad.
Yeah,
not
like if he deal. Had more game, he'd probably get a lady and, you know, and have some craft cocktails, as we said, and do some woodworking. He might be too high a class for woodworking.
Oh, though. Yeah, it's possible. Montreal.
It wasn't honorable what he was doing in Montreal.
It was club super sex.
You went to ASEX Montreal, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. I just remember how expensive that hotel was. Did you stay in the company?
Yeah,
that was fancy.
That was.
You were very fancy. I didn't. I was in a cheap, shitty Hyatt up the road. Because that was an international flight.
Yeah.
Well, but you were in Virginia then, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I was still in Santa Barbara, so that's like the worst. That's not a real Tiffany lamp.
No, it's true.
I don't understand the bootlegging. Bootlegging is a means to an end. Also, bootlegging is fun.
So it wasn't the Civil War?
What even is it? So it's the 20s, but like they still think they're in the Civil War? If it's money you need, I know some people. Oh, there's another tree. Oh, you have your pride. No offense taken, cousin. I'm going to hang out here in my clearly machine-woven L.L. Bean sweater. While you stand there in your clearly retail pocket square. Here's a lady. Here's a woman in the only fur coat they could find. What? Like, they have no idea what year it
is. Yeah, I'm getting confused about the time.
Like, it's 1850, but there's bootleggers. And, like, he's dressed like fob. It's 1938.
Yeah.
And he's dressed like it's 1882. That's not inaccurate, actually. And she's dressed like it's 1856. So do we just add? No, she's later. But I think she's 1902. Oh, it has a high school play quality to it right now. That's very endearing. Like,
you can tell from the hand gestures.
I always love, like, in high school plays when, like, the one lead has to kiss the other lead, and it's, like, the most... There is nothing more ground zero awkward than that. Like, two teens who probably may or may not feel equal feelings about doing that activity. Right. And then, like, it's just the cringe leading up to it. And of course, this actress was not given any direction at all in anything other than like making eyes at side cut here. Side cut Sam, the modern apothecary man.
Uh-oh.
She betrayed him with her brother. His brother. Not with her brother.
That would be
worse.
Unless one of them turned out to be a foundling.
You know, it happens. If you're an 18th century novel, it's like 40% likely. That's beautiful. That was straight up beautiful, though. They really did choose a good location for this. There's beautiful snow, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
The only book he may or may not understand, having lived between approximately 1861 and 1939. Aww. One of her favorites, A Christmas Carol. I like that he doesn't believe in ghosts. Yeah. Such a twist.
Yeah.
Aw, they're cute. I don't know what decades anyone is from anymore.
Yeah.
She wants to turn the room into a library. Ever since she was growing up in West Covina, she always wanted a library. She'd go to the mall. She'd go to Walden Books. She would dream. This inn is like perfect, man. When father first
took
a look at you,
reckless look.
He thought you were reckless. How does that guy look reckless? He's like scared to walk because his vest is tight. Maybe he should think you're reckless with your messy ass hair.
That's true.
No offense, Miss West Covina 2004. But, you know, kind of offense.
The guy looks really familiar.
Let's see. Tell me about Montreal. You know, if this movie had a higher budget, we could actually see what happened in Montreal.
That's
that would be
true.
So nice.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, you're us. Maybe we could still get in some good work tonight. We know you. We get you, Kate. Kate found a craft man who doesn't get her angle. I don't sleep, I'm a ghost.
Where I don't have to tonight? Sleep, but I do enjoy it. Right.
I have an eternal rest, dear. Boo.
I can stay up late.
Boo to that.
Yeah.
Oh, he assumes she has a husband. Here, we will pause this for just a quick second. All right, we're back. We did not ghost you. Oh, let's see. Oh, she's sad that she can't love. You know what? Like, I mean, her main life involves lawyering and being in a haunted house on Christmas. I can see why she's a little reluctant to love. And her main option is dead.
Yeah.
And cursed. Like, finally, I can love this dead, cursed person. He has good hair. Oh, yeah. Push that door, girl. Push that open. Get out of the mauve room into the green room. They did a really good job of set decorating like
yes.
sad bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in this room, she's going to... Oh, yes, that'll help. That'll help with the haunting.
Okay. Yeah.
Put a chair under the doorknob. Where did she go to law school? Acme Law. Did Wile E. Coyote ever get an Acme Law degree? I feel like that must have happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's standing, looking out the window, thinking of his West Covina girlfriend. Oh, this guy. His brother belongs with Miss West Covina. He's like Mr., you know, Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
It is weird how, like, a person's entire face can look modern and another person's entire face can look like
yeah,
it can go back
right.
in time.
Right.
You owe Charles no explanation.
Yeah.
There we go. In the wiki quote for this movie, you owe Charles no explanation. Are there any other memorable lines you've seen so far?
Not so far.
I always wanted a library in West Covina, my homeland. The Holly Grove Inn. She's learning about the place where she's been for 3 days. Ooh, bathroom door opens randomly. She really knocks it with the leisure wear, though. I like that shirt. I don't like that sweater, but I liked the shirt. It's fine for her. It's just not for me. Like, what if you're going to go with cable knit, why are you going with close fit?
True. That's true.
Like, you should be on a ship. Oh, I have a really good gray wool sweater that I kind of wish I'd brought. Here we go. Uh-oh, is he doing... Woodworking is... Oh, it's ironing!
It's the iron with the hot iron.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's ironing. That's her kink, ironing men. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. You can see his shirt is off and his muscles in his back, and she's like pretending like not to notice.
The back muscle dimple.
By looking at a... we see his nipple in the foreground. Yeah. This is a lot. This is a lot to see. This is a lot. He's got like hip lines, and we shouldn't know that. I feel like we shouldn't know that in the spirit of Christmas. I don't want to know about a ghost's abs. That's a terrible little
bit. Yeah, I know. I noticed that. It was really weird.
It's like bad wallpaper with a circle around it. I don't think that's just like... I'm glad people don't stay at this bed and breakfast. It's haunted and poorly decorated, and there's just too much Christmas in it. Kate, this is Molly. A screenwriter invented our names. Oh, who writes this dialogue? Yeah. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Small town life and ghosts. The sheriff is her brother because of the economy of characters.
Right, it's true.
They must all be intertwined in five or six ways. This guy has to have been on like a soap
or
something.
Yeah, he seems very soap opera.
Open the tavern for the holidays. I'm in for that. Is he going to bartend?
Yeah.
Oh, it's perfect. Oh, man. My name is Ghosty. Boo.
Yeah, that's right.
DJ.
It's true, because he's Daniel Jacob, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He is DJ. You're going to be a DJ now, and we're going to listen to some Scott Joplin, motherfucker. I want my solitude. My solitude so I can iron during my 1 day of life on Earth. I can iron a shirtless ironing of my shirt. I am very defined by shirts. Oh, I stopped by to get a look at the inn after Henrietta's death, because I'm cool and fun like that. The inn is one of my favorite places around town. Her pub is down. I kind of like her. Where's her movie? She owns a pub. She's a feisty, over 50 woman, small business owner. I'll bet she's sex positive. The only bartender I trust is myself. Yep, of course. I'm going to make some juniper-themed cocktails with like local bourbon from a place you've never heard of. Definitely there are things we've never heard of with this man.
Yeah.
There's another fanfic. Those two, they shake hands. Yeah. But it's something more.
Is he eating an apple again? Slices? Yeah.
Gosh, that's... Well, I guess that's why he ate the whole ham. Because he just ate apples for like 3 days. Yeah, what about your solitude? Oh, he likes drinking. That's his thing. He's a real catch, honey. Yeah. He likes apples and large cuts of meat and drinking. and iron. He will iron his own things. Iron. That's good. Like, don't, like, this isn't a relationship. What's she doing? Women shouldn't know how to write. Why are you writing? Back in Montreal, where I had scary things happen, we didn't write. Oh, the spirit of Christmas. Whatever that cocktail is does look good. Not hers. It's a martini because she's boring. That looks good, though. It's sort of
rosy-colored. It's like a Cosmo.
It's a hanky-panky. I don't know what's in it. I don't think I want to order that. Singapore slang. Okay, like, I don't know what decade, but this is designed for very old people, I think, this whole film. Oh, I love this man.
You can tell he's at the resort because he's wearing the Hawaiian shirt.
This is the part that and cop who doesn't have to do much is the part to get in this.
It's not a bad one.
Like, man whose job it is to drink a cocktail and have a goatee and bad glasses that don't look much like my glasses, right? Yeah. Okay. Another tree. We're on tree number
10. I've lost track.
Yeah.
That's the sheriff guy.
Some more plaid. Plaid is casual. Oh, there's a little love story between him and Pub Lady. I love it. I'm here for that. Oh, ask her out. Go to the only bar that isn't your inn or her inn. As your date. Ooh, Angostura Bitters just randomly on the screen. Yeah, she really is kind of sparking with the, like, bartender guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's older than she is. He's older than Aunt Henrietta, who died. Oh, scandal. Ooh. That's pretty gross. Although, really, it's not that big a deal. Like, let's see, they were engaged, and the guy dies, and she marries his brother.
So are they gossiping about him? Yeah, I guess they are.
Yeah, they are gossiping about him. Like, that jerk who died, and his wife married his brother.
It's definitely his fault for dying.
Yeah, it's totally... Why did you die, loser? Yeah. Your heart should have kept going.
Was it something I said?
Yeah, have you ever said, was it something I said?
Like, no,
I've never said, like, and I've probably said things where I should do that. Oh, there's a quite a feisty little Christmas vignette on that fireplace.
That's true.
Oh, my life. Life is gossip to be chatted about over drinks. That's the entire point. It is real. Someone somewhere right now is gossiping about me over a drink.
That's probably true.
Not you. Well, maybe.
Oh, forbid.
Oh, he's been like a sort of like selectively Fox Newsy ghost about life and humans. He didn't. Like, okay, you're a bad person if you don't care whether your wife was happy after you
died.
That's true. Like, for real. That's shitty. Your cocktails aren't that good. Your hair is good. Your shirts are average. I want to live there. Look at how pretty that is. I feel like they really should sell their estate and move to California. Like, she
promise
clearly wants
me.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, oh my God, why are you doing this? I just don't
promise
like this.
Promise me this won't be a problem later.
You're such a fucking bummer, man. I'm going to show my ankles to somebody else. I appreciate her Farrah Fawcett hair.
Yeah.
Wow, you're mean. Yeah, Miss Jordan, you crossed the line. Kate Jordan, whose name was invented in a meme. Huh. Oh, girl, you're gone.
The experiment is over. You see, they made her have the sad eyes, the eye drop.
Yep, she did the eye drop.
Yep.
Oh, meanwhile, at the place where we've been, there's a plaid tablecloth and some wind chimes and some despair. There's no curtain to peek out of, honey. You're stuck with your feelings. They can only escape if you've got a sad curtain. I lost control. I haven't been thinking about this as real. I don't know what that means, girl. He is alive, just not in the traditional sense. That's, I don't know, I feel like that sometimes.
I know, maybe I was going to say Daniel. That, yeah.
Are you alive in a non-traditional sense? What is traditionally alive
sort of,
even mean?
Sort of queer time. It's
queer time, it is, yeah.
I'm alive, but not in a traditional sense.
He told me to leave. He didn't mean it. I can't even get a ghost man to love me. He's like, girl, I got you. I'm 75, but I'm into it.
The sad thing is, I don't think he's supposed to be 75.
How old is he supposed to be?
I feel like he's probably about 53.
In the movie or
in
life?
In the movie.
Okay. In life, though, probably.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know men's age.
We try to keep it
you're
a secret.
You're 38, right?
As far as anyone knows.
No, you're 36. That's it.
That's right.
You just published a book last year. I'm how old? Oh, God. Let's not remember
Let's
that.
Let's not.
Oh, We get to forget your age, but not mine. Oh, there's Miss, you know, Miss Westcovina.
Was he playing the pianoforte again?
Oh, yes. He knows some Christmas carols he can plunk out, just like all the other men.
I've been surprised there hasn't been more Christmas music.
Yeah, I don't know that this is even a Christmas movie.
No, just
except
the trees
that they just
and the,
added a bunch of
Oh, well,
of
here
shit.
You go. There's a fresh supply of Christmas coming.
They're driving in a tree to the Holly Grove Inn. Oh, it's called the Holly Grove Inn, though. That's Christmassy.
That's true.
I mean, like, I don't really care, but... Oh, she's got her Jeep Cherokee. That's her car. She's got her cute hat. Is this her original coat? No, this is the black coat. Now her phone is going off with Oliver.
Oliver
is that
must
her
be
boss?
The boss. Must be the boss, yeah.
That's not the guy she broke up with. That was Larry.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
I think that was Larry. I don't know. I haven't known many Larrys.
No, that's true.
She's going up the stairs. She went through a different door coming in than she did the other time. She's climbing up the stairs. She's looking for Daniel. Is he gone? Does she have to wait another year for love? I appreciate the camera angle that implies we're in a fucked up place.
Yeah, it's true.
Now she's running around. Daniel, are you out the curtain? Are you in the door or the window? Are the shitty crystals shaking? Yes, they
yeah,
are.
It's like the, what do you call that? The vanity stand or something like that? What do you call it? It's like with a shaving basin.
Oh, Christmas tree number 55. Yeah. Oh, meanwhile.
Why did she scream?
Oh no, there's a second ghost. Twist.
He's the same ghost.
No. She screamed, there's a different ghost. There's a different ghost.
Oh, there's a different ghost in the
yeah,
bathroom?
There's an angry ghost. There's a sexy angry ghost. This is the sexy, not angry ghost. This is the sexy ghost who did some stuff in Montreal.
Oh, okay.
Who feels like he can live his life now. With this random lawyer girl who wants to wear yoga pants all the time. Is he wearing... Oh, he's wearing a sweater. He's relatable.
That middle window is just like the middle window in American Gothic.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Oh, if they end up together, they can like Instagram a pic of them like American.
That's
someday.
True.
Someday. Oh, I hope you and your ghost man get to do that someday. Wasn't it like a father and his daughter, though, in American Gothic?
I think it is supposed to be that.
Like it was like the models were a father and daughter.
Uh-oh.
Oh, now she's wearing like a dark purple coat. Was this all the same coat?
It's the ghost coat.
The ghost coat. Are there just a lot of filters on lenses?
Yeah,
here?
That's true.
It's a Christmas tree. I got one for you from a Christmas tree place.
Remember, he literally said, "You cross a line, Miss Jordan."
That's right. I crossed a line and I'm sorry. Yeah, it is true. You need to respect other people's boundaries. Mm. That's the point of boundaries. If you respect theirs, they respect yours, and order is preserved. I appreciate that she's wearing a more somber color palette. I liked his sort of brick-colored cardigan, though, that's gone now. She's looking at his butt. But we're definitely getting a lot of butt vision here. I don't know. Like, if you were a ghost and you only came back once in a while, and all someone did was get you a Christmas tree to decorate, how would you feel about that? Like, what stuff would you actually want? Like, kittens? I would want kittens.
Kittens would be nice.
Puppies.
Yeah.
Netflix. I would just binge watch some shows and, like, go for a run and then go back and die.
I've been waiting for this a whole year.
Yeah.
I manifested in a physical form so I could watch these TV shows. That seems it me.
That's very 2018. I would watch the shit out of the news, though.
That's true.
What fucked up thing happened now?
Like, oh, dear Lord.
I get to be a ghost now. Score. At least I'm already dead. That's a pretty tree, though. It's nice and wide. I've never had a wide tree.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the same tree that was on the car.
Well, sometimes they floof out.
That's
true. They get, you know, they get very bottom heavy. Thick. With two C's, but a tree. I don't know how to love. I know. It's hard. Her parents got divorced, and she doesn't know what love is because of that. I'm damaged.
So she was collateral damage?
Gosh. You probably just have bad parents if they treated you like that. You know, he's like, hey, girl, I'll make you a cocktail or iron something. Like, what does he have to offer? Feelings and hotness, I guess. Aww. You would be kind of an asshole if the ghost who only comes back a day a year doesn't hang the angel on the tree. Sorry, it's my turn. Me time. Hashtag me time. Where does the angel? There we go. That's nice. Precious moments. And no color points. Just those band colors all day long. That's how we know he's from the past. Do you have any band color shirts, Brett?
No. I think I had a silk one in the 90s.
Ooh, nice.
A band color silk shirt.
I think I might have had a linen one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Well, I mean, it was of its time. Aw, they're cute. Somebody went extra intense on his hair.
That's true.
Like it just looked like a...
Yeah.
Thing. Hey girl, we can see some cleavage. Something's gonna happen now. I'm gonna, this is a kink of some sort, right? I'm gonna sit in this
chair
while you do your lady things in your more revealing shirt than we've ever seen.
True.
We know your deal, costume designer. We're only allowed to think she's hot after the first hour of the movie. Before that, she's just related. Okay, she's got a bra on. Come on. And makeup.
Yeah.
This is not a good sleep-related thing. I like that he's just sort of facing the toilet, too. Like, I guess if she has to pee, like, it's awkward. Maybe, you know, I'm not kink-shaming, but maybe I am. Like, ghost men are allowed to like whatever they like, and I'm not here to judge that. Oh, there's a tree and another tree and a candle and another tree.
The one they set up together.
Aw. Turn off the lights, though. That shit shouldn't be on. Like, I get stressed out if that kind of stuff is on.
There's going to be a ghost fight.
Oh, I want a ghost fight. I'm ready for that. How come he gets to be a materialized ghost and there's an immaterial ghost doing bad things?
Yeah, that's a good point. Seems like a loophole.
Unless that other ghost is hiding. Because, like, I'm guessing you could probably hide if you're a ghost. But that other ghost might not have the same curse this ghost has. And
true.
This is a complicated world, fictionally. He tucked her in, like, up to her neck.
Your cleavage is offensive to my 19th or early 20th century sensibility.
Not anymore. Hey, girl. Good morning. And your shirt that's purple now, that looked black last night. Who even are you?
It would be funny if this was the second ghost who turned her.
It would be the girl. Hi. Yeah. I just stood there and your sleeping was boring, so I looked out the window for a while.
Is the shawl collar cardigan
that is now a different color.
Yeah.
There really is some filtering stuff happening. What is he cooking?
Looks like chicken breasts.
God, does he do anything else? Like, if you only came back 2 days a year, would you want chicken breasts? Like, I might want some wings. Or thighs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already dead. I don't need to eat chicken
breasts. I want this carefully boiled. I'm trying to watch my supernatural
thing. Oh, thank God there's no salt. Oh, is he making a pancake? A lone pancake?
Or would it be it's a flapjack because it's yes, 19th yes. or... Jazz age or whenever it is.
Is she wearing the thing she slept in? I'm confused by all the clothing. Meanwhile, I'm in snowshoes, because that's a thing. The forest beyond the manor. I was alone. What about Harry? Harry was in Montreal. Maybe there's going to be, like, some side fic about what happened in Montreal.
I don't know.
Oh, he just got brained by a thing. I was struck from behind. Who attended the dance? Whoever was there couldn't have hit you from behind. Forensics. CSI. Ghost romance.
Yeah.
Okay, so she came back. She was gone. He was gone from the 13th through the 24th. We are learning some things that they are thinking about how he became a ghost.
Yeah.
Oliver is calling. Just take the call. call. He's allowed to know. Now he's back in Snowland. Snowtopia. Somebody died?
I guess.
Yeah. Oh. Somebody else died. Now she has to go back to Boston today. You know, that's kind of a brutal screenwriter thing, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just, I need to go for a real plot-driven reason. There's another dead one.
Right.
Come here now, CSI lawyer who handles estate taxes. Well, I guess estate taxes mean death. Oh, my. Oh, they get along. They're friends now. Or he thinks they're friends. She's going to forget about him, though. Don't give her a rare watch. She doesn't deserve it. She has a good scarf. But other than that, no.
Do you remember there's that TV show Voyager, which was about time travel?
Yeah.
It had some sort of like
was a watch
magical
involved?
Pocket watch to travel through time.
Where would you go if you could travel through time?
Is it too silly to say the 18th century?
Part of me is like, should I or should I not?
Maybe.
Like, is there a killing Hitler option?
That's true, too.
But, like, yeah, I know. I kind of just want to see whether I was right about
it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, what do you want to know whether you were right about it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, go to the 18th
Did
century
Did you write
theater.
This, Daniel Defoe?
Right.
Can we attribute this to you? Newton, do you actually like women? As no one cared but me, but, you know. There she's driving away. He's sad. He's having sad ghost feelings. Maybe all he has left is feelings, if it's just like a soul.
Maybe.
Right?
That's not a bad way of thinking about it.
Like when you're a ghost, all you are is feelings.
Yeah.
And then those feelings are whatever feelings you had when
you
died.
Have feelings in the cold, hard city.
No, cities don't have feelings. They have stone and granite and money. Oh, dear. You sound like a fucking idiot. Don't say that you have been working with a ghost. Get that in appraised. You're wasting everybody's money.
That's true. Yeah. She's like, on retainer.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, how many hours? like 50 grand for just like sitting around for a few days watching a man iron shirtless. Chess. Show him there are better games now. Don't make him play chess. Sorry, do you like chess?
My dad always wished that I was a better chess player than I was.
Oh, that sounds like you're not super into chess.
No,
sorry,
never had an act for it. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, I could play chess with you and lose because I can't. Like, I have no real chess capacity. That seems like a dad thing, though, the chess thing.
That's true.
Like, is that when you're an adult, when you beat your dad at chess? And you're
it
not an adult
be.
Yet because you didn't beat your dad at chess.
That's right. I'm in a state of arrested development.
Yeah, because of the chess thing. What woman would want a man in my situation being, like, dead and be sweatered? Well, like, what does he have to offer her? Like, he's dead, so that's probably a bad part.
He does. There is the shirtless ironing. That's a pro.
That's a sexy part, yeah. Right? Okay. We saw a very prominent nipple that I did not ever erase from my brain. Like, it was. It was like
it was,
an inch
yeah,
of the frame.
Was,
like,
yeah,
you won't forget
close.
That nipple
no,
either,
no, that's
sir.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, what else? So he has hotness, but, like, if they have kids, can he have kids? Can you?
Yeah,
like,
they haven't
they
talked about that.
Do they work if you're
no.
dead? I don't know.
I
guess
don't know.
They don't work.
Yeah.
Does anything work?
I don't know.
Like, he's eating, so he's
he
clearly
is eating,
having bodily
but not
function.
Because he has to, just because he enjoys it.
Well, then other enjoyable activities
exactly,
would
right,
be
right,
not
right.
off the table.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, can you reproduce?
Oh, that is hideous. decor.
Yeah, those are some windows. But that might be realistic, though, because like people had weird color palettes back then.
Looks more like a decal to me.
Probably. I mean, you know, they don't have much of a budget. Those would originally have been paintings in those little, like, things. Oh. She's wearing a very professional button-down shirt under a jumper, so you can't even see the sexiness of button number three. But really, she should Okay, so are you supposed to button it all the way up under a jumper like that?
Yeah, that's a little odd to leave
like,
that much.
What are you showing?
Yeah,
like,
true.
Mid-collarbone dip there. Maybe it doesn't have full capacity.
I don't know, yeah.
Oh, but that's pretty. There's another tree.
True.
That is Christmassy. And then there's beautiful, beautiful snow. They really lucked out with this snowstorm. Whatever they did, this is gorgeous.
Where is this room? Have we seen that room before?
No. We saw the tree.
The one with all the elaborate tiles we hadn't seen before.
Yeah, the tiles are pretty. Meanwhile, I'm stroking a pocket watch and thinking about my life choices. I've been there, except for it's a phone. But... When was the last time you had a big snowstorm, Brett? Was it last year? Because we had a big one last year.
Yeah, there must have been a big one last year. Well, there was like, you know, well, 4 or 5 inches just a couple weeks ago. But it
melted
quickly.
Oh, you did? You did have that.
Yeah, yeah,
because we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And, like, we thought we were going to get it, and then you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, he just... Okay, I'm sorry, like, if you're dead, like, sleep in a bed. Don't sleep on a fucking bench, dude. Like, hi, I'm just gonna hang out here and pass out. Meanwhile, shitty piano music. I think he should move to Portland. She's got plaid on. Ooh, girl, you know how to get
plaid.
The New England man. Girl, I got some flannel. Open up button number one of the flannel. I've got too much full hair and makeup for that flannel shirt, though. Like, you know, hi, I spent 5 hours doing this head part, but then I just... Oh, another mini tree.
That was very bartendery, yeah.
Yeah, did he just squeeze her some orange juice? Love. I'm just trying... That's a fuck ton of orange juice. I don't want
that.
Do you want that
much
orange juice? I don't want...
No, that's too much.
Is there some gin in it? Oh, now he made her breakfast. Okay, he's getting more compatible in a boyfriend
way. Again,
he's just having fruit.
Way
oh,
too
okay.
Big a bowl.
She gets a waffle and he's just gonna shame her by eating fruit. I get it. Like subtle digs, sir. Oh, Daniel Jacob Forsyth. Aww. The father's name is? Oh, he did have a baby. 1920, it said. 1920.
Okay, so it was never the Civil War at all.
No, it was Prohibition, though.
Okay.
Even if the marriage wasn't just a cover, she's allowed to move on after
true,
you literally die and are MIA. Like... No, he's not, like, it is nice that he's finding peace, even if he's kind of a dick. This is the Christmas miracle. I have found peace, even if I'm mildly asshole-ish. All the music, it's always the same music. No one needs to write more music. This is the only music you need in any film. It's the sort of sad... hug, almost gonna cry, pretending I'm not crying, standing up. Don't tell him I cried. Don't tell him I cried.
Yeah.
I'm a man. Meanwhile, We have some plaid and her old jacket on this other woman. Oh my goodness. And a Christmas party. He's like, I guess I'm just her man now and I listen to exactly. things that she does. Oh good, we need more fucking Christmas shit. Thanks for the poinsettias. Oh my goodness. No one in the history of anything has needed this much decor. Also, if it's a special party and you're just wearing that flannel, that's not good.
That's true, too.
Like, I'm a very casual person, but I'm not in for that. Oh, they're cute, though. But what kind of relationship can they have now? I'm still kind of confused. Well, he had a kid.
That's true.
But she didn't get to have one. I mean, no. I know this is the world of... The world of Hallmark movies involves whether people reproduce. Like, normal humans can make other choices, but Hallmark women have to be able to think about it. Unless she's, like, in her 30s and therefore too old, according to the, you know, further logic of Hallmark. Everybody's drinking. Oh, she's got a dress.
Okay, oh, that's a dress. Really that's not a good
beautiful.
Dress.
Beautiful. Oh, I don't know. I think
that's she's like a cheerleader pretty... outfit.
I guess. I kind of like fit and flare, though. Because I have the kind of body type that works better with fit and flare than with, I guess, other non-flare or only flare.
The pleat is not my
favorite. Yeah, the pleat here. Is a bit cheerleadery.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
I don't know. It seems comfy, though. That's a good thing.
That's true. It's a boutonniere.
Oh, no. She's going to... Oh, what is it, then?
Oh, it's the pocket watch coming back.
Oh, it's the pocket watch.
Let's see.
Or is it? Let's see. He's going to open it up.
Ah, pocket watch!
I bought you a watch, Bob. I sold my hair. Get her some combs, you asshole. Yeah. That would have been really cute, actually, if they'd done that.
That would have been sort of funny.
Like, I don't know where he would have gotten presents being a ghost, but, like, you know.
That's right, when he can't go off the property.
I mean, but Amazon, there's a product placement potential that this film missed. Hi, I Amazoned you some tortoiseshell combs via Amazon Illegal. I appreciate the dim lighting, though. Like, yeah, it's romantic and Christmassy. And I'm sorry, if you don't have a romantic Christmas, have you had a Christmas? Yeah. Oh, whoever buys the inn, there must be a clause that they host this dance every year. Now, there'll be a sequel to this where people buy the inn and someone tries to make them have the dance and they just want to not have Christmas. And, like, yeah, that's the gem of another Christmas movie right there. You inherit an inn, but you don't want to have the Christmas thing that's mandatory. Oh, now they're dancing and romance is occurring. Mm. I don't know who these other couples are. Oh, he's going to die at midnight.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's sad. And now that she has to dance with this guy because he cuts
this
in.
Cut in thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever done that
no,
or seen someone do that?
I don't know
like
what
I've
it
never.
Is.
Like, the only dancing I'm familiar with is just sort of vague circular dancing.
Yes, exactly.
Next to people. And then, like, if you're on a date with someone, then you dance with that person.
Yes, exactly.
Like, we had a Viennese ball at Duke, but, like, you can't cut with a Viennese ball. Oh, come on. Yeah, ask the girl out who's, like, the only eligible woman your age we've been told you need to like. Come on, dude. You're not in that soap anymore. Let the 20-year-old guy go and dance with the lady. Oh, what took you so long? Of course.
The second couple is always the earnest couple.
Oh, that's true.
Uh-oh, that's the supernatural presence.
Oh, supernatural presence. Uh-oh. Oh, there's the girl. That's his wife.
Yeah, it is.
His woman. Miss Wescovina has come to get him. She loves him. Oh, wait. He can make things right where they once went wrong, like in Quantum Leap.
Yes, true.
He can say, it's okay to move on because I'm dead. You can marry my brother now because life is bigger than that. Tree number 50.
Is this what the original flashback was? No, I guess not.
This is a like revised version of that. Oh, yeah, you're right. He's gonna watch himself die. Huh. Wait, can he like prevent his own death now?
That would be good.
It's Christmasception on the Hallmark Channel. Oh no, the poison, the poisoned voice of Mr. Manhattan Beach. Is 12 days long enough for a man to learn his lesson and repent his mistakes? You're a man, you know about days and repentance.
I guess that's 12 days, like the 12 days of Christmas.
I guess so. Yeah. That was what you were supposed to be doing this last however many days. Have you repented?
I don't know.
You ask for a miracle. Like, totally a miracle and stuff. Hmm. It's like fucking Christmas and shit. Aww.
That's a little bit of a rough hug.
Yeah. That's what desire means. Some rough hugs. She's got a fur coat. She can take it. Maybe she wanted a rougher hug.
Yeah, it's only was a replay of that moment. Uh-oh.
There we go. We got to see. Okay, now we're back at the beginning where he gets smacked by a bottle in the head. Now he's standing in front of a Christmas tree feeling a lot of feelings. Uh-oh. Who killed him? Who killed him? We're going to find out who killed him. I don't know if it'll mean anything. It's this guy. Who's this guy? Do you remember who this guy is?
Oh, it's like the bad brother or
the cousin, bad cousin. Oh, yeah. Bad cousin. Bad murder cousin. Do we know any cousins who are likely to kill people? I mean, I guess everyone's a cousin.
I guess so.
Unless, like, there's a family where nobody reproduces.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I didn't really have cousins on one side of my mom's family, or one side of my dad's family, but on my mom's I did.
What's up?
So I cousined well.
Harry, okay. I'm losing track of my names.
There you go. Daniel, what's going on? Now I look like I'm in a really cheap fucking dress. Look at that. Girl, that didn't age well over the evening. Neither did your hair. Oh, he saw Harry with a rock in his hand. There's no cousin loyalty. That's not a thing unless you've grown up to be close. Like, they just did this to make her tits look good. Oh, dimly lit Harry. Oh.
This was like the Montreal organized crime underworld. Yeah.
Like a Christmas spirit to the Montreal years or 12 days. I want 12 days in Montreal, the story of bootlegging. That sounds kind of good, actually.
I No, purgatory.
Purgatory doesn't exist. Wasn't that Vatican II? Miss West Covina's like, well, I'm hotter, but you have a good rack, so you can stay. Maybe that's the real... There's the slash fic right there. Look at that. There's some moment. The fear is keeping you here, Harry. Harry, you should leave. And stop, let go of your anger. It's such a simple message.
Yeah.
This is kind of a fascinating message, though. Like, I'm not going to judge anybody. Let's just chill, man. Oh, it's a blessing because I found this random chick who's the only person I've met in 5 years. I kept meeting that one guy, but this hot girl's better the one time. Oh, there's that manly like fist grab that, yeah, that like men do. Do you do that with men? Like, have you ever done that grip?
I think I just do the regular handshake.
Yeah, the regular one. You don't
not
do that.
The thumb on thumb handshake.
It's like, I'm going to wrestle you, but no, I won't.
Right, exactly. Oh, that he
wind chimes
made
the noise. Into
the forbidden zone or whatever.
Yeah, you leave purgatory and there are wind chimes. That's what happens. Next, on a very special Spirit of Christmas, someone else leaves purgatory. They're really going with the dark lighting. It's like Barry Lyndon in this shit. We're here, but really this lamp in the middle of the screen is the star. I'm sorry that I'm not sorry we failed.
Sorry.
That's how
sorry.
I feel about many things. I think. I'm sorry. That's fall semester 2018. I'm sorry I'm not sorry we failed. I've had plenty of nuns too.
Plenty of nuns.
I understand. Ooh. Oh, yeah, plenty of nuns. That's right. Yeah, my main kink is nuns. I hope you're okay with that. We can just like hang out outside the Abbey and whistle together. Aww. No, you haven't called me a hussy once. That means you're meant for me. It's midnight. He's going away. It's kind of sad that, like, you know, they basically just looked at each other.
True.
Like, I mean, not to be overly, this should be physical, but really, you know, you have a timestamp on this thing.
So it'll go to...
They're going to make
go
out.
Go to midnight,
until he dies.
And then he's going to disappear, and she's going to have a kind of funny pose.
When... And she's going to say, I got ghosted.
Yep. Yep. Whoosh.
Whoosh. Poof. Boo. Oh, they're doing a thing with all these dissolve into the dissolve. Because when you're a ghost, you dissolve. When you're a man, you just cut. When you're a ghost, you dissolve. Oh my goodness. Oh, and a Christmas tree. You need more Christmas. Christmas is very involved in all of this. The birth of Jesus is very important to this sexy, bearded, shirtless Iron Man and lawyer girl. Like, that's very big. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, he didn't disappear at midnight.
They let him stay. She's going to have a house husband ghost. She's going to buy this bed and breakfast. Bed and man and breakfast. He made her breakfast too. It's all coming together.
Is she gonna disappear?
Oh, is she gonna go? They need to make their peace and say goodbye. Like, yes, it was okay for you to not stay a widow forever after I died.
Like, I know, she still seems solid.
Are they going to hook up? That's kind of mean. Like, You know, yeah, like I know you're cool, but Miss West Covina has always had my heart. And, you know, really, we were gonna get engaged. We were engaged. It's kind of a long 100-year-old history. She's like, people tell me I look like Julia Stiles.
I was thinking Renee Zellweger the whole time, but yeah, Julia Stiles
Yeah.
is closer. Yeah.
I don't know, like some kind of hybrid of Zellweger Stiles Inc. Bye, honey. You won't see my
Oh,
cheap
that's right.
jewelry till
Whoosh.
next year. I'm leaving purgatory. Does he have to go now too? It's kind of confusing what the
Yeah, it is
rules are.
confusing.
Here I am at the non-Parthenon,
Is it
feeling
like
feelings.
splash? Like it turns
Temple
into a mermaid.
bar.
Yeah.
That's probably what happens. That's awkward though. Like, she'd be like, we never hooked up and now he's a mermaid. And so I don't even know what to do anymore. He's a merman.
That's right, merman.
They need to do one of these with a
That
merman.
would be fun.
They do. I'm
Yeah.
into that. They probably is one already. Oh gosh. They've done one of everything. There's been a whole lot of like thoughtful feelings in this last
There
like
has
10
been,
minutes of
yeah.
thoughtful feelings. She's gonna pack her bag.
And is he gonna suddenly
How
pop
come she
out
stopped wearing leisure wear? I liked her better when she wore like shitty
of
outfits. Maybe that's just me. Oh, they're together.
Oh.
It's cute. Oh, the old people love each other. The young people still have their fucking
Yeah.
problems. Hashtag life.
Oh, God.
I like that this guy has a great big fucking Christmas tree. Like,
Yeah.
he's just like, yeah, man, I got my motherfucking Christmas tree in Barbados. Aw, she gets a vacation. I need the trust deed from the inn. That's a thing. Now they're coming down the stairs. I'm narrating so that
Oh,
people will
somebody bought the
know.
inn.
Somebody bought the inn. Is it like some kind of
Oh, the other, the woman did, I
the
guess.
woman? Oh, so they can all be together and their weird ghost thing. We're okay with your ghost kink, honey. It's fine. We don't judge. Anytime someone says, I don't judge, they judge because they know there's something to judge about. Oh, Molly.
She wearing leather pants? They
Ooh,
were
I kind of
shiny.
like
Yeah.
Molly. Molly's like, hey, I like leather pants and drinking. That's fine. Like, I'm either in the sort of like leather pants and drinking category or in the like yoga pants and a hoodie and like the shittiest outfit you can find and wearing it
It'd be funny
out.
if this
Like, that's my
headline had
goal.
changed because history was altered.
Oh, yeah. Change the headline, change the headline. Meanwhile, angry man, sexy angry man. Oh, here's the door. It's opening. The door's opening. Who's it gonna be? Who's it
And say,
gonna
in a way, I will always be with you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's
It'll
terrible.
be something
It's
like
something creepy. It's like a watch hits her in the face.
that.
I got you these hair combs. Ah! Oh, it's nothingness. That's what life is really like, girl. The door opens, there's nothing there. Uh-oh. I see other pants in the snow. Pants in the snow.
He's
He's coming from a
doomed to
war
trudge
that doesn't
back. Okay,
exist.
yeah.
The
He
war
was just
against
walking back from
alcohol.
Montreal. Yeah.
It's the only war is
Yeah.
like the war against drinking.
He's never had this hat before.
I'm so sorry that this actress has to run in
I
this
know.
shitty
Very hard to
snow.
run
Like,
in the
that's
snow with
not
boots.
easy.
Yeah.
Hey there, baby.
Yeah.
Your hair looks better. Come stay. Hello, I love you, only woman I've seen in years. I'll take this one. She's not dead. She hasn't cheated on me yet. Aw, that's cute though. Oh, and then there's their nice little estate. Does that mean that's it?
Oh, that is
it. That's it. That's it. They ended up together. Well, now, that has been the Happy Endings podcast. Any things we have learned about romance or humans based on this or no?
Supernatural humans.
Supernatural
humans really don't want to be supernatural anymore.
That sounds about right to me. So hug your loved ones tight because they might become ghosts tomorrow. I guess that's the real lesson in life. Well, Merry Christmas, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And stay tuned whenever we get our shit together to do another one. Thank you.
Thanks.